Shavua Tov, everyone. In two of the famous slichos, more prominent than Nusach Svar than Nusach Ashkenaz, the Paitan, the author of the slicha, calls out, Ben Adam, Malachan Yerdam. Son of man, why are you sleeping? Kum kira b'tachanunim. Rise up, call out in praise to Hashem. If you're not Nusach Svard, you might recognize this from the Yishai Ribo song, Ben Adam, Malachan Yerdam. It's taken from the Slichos of the Aser Samei Tshuva. But we also have another version of this in one of the Slichos written by Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Rabbi Yehuda Levi starts off one of his Slichos that Nusach Svard say on Aser Samei Tshuva, Yashen al teradem. Sleeping man, don't slumber. Leave your state of confusion. Dailach, it's enough. Malachan Yerdam, why are you slumbering? Kum kira el Elohecha. Rise up and call out to your God. So you have this theme of rising from your slumber in two of these prominent slichos, but we find it elsewhere during the Yamim Noraim as well. Where do we find this? The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Gimel tells us, even though the blowing of the shofar is a gzeiras hakasev, it's a divine decree, the Rambam says it has a hint. And he explains, Remez Yeshbo, Kilomar, Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem, those of you who are sleeping, rise up from your slumber. Vinirdamim Hakitsu Mitardimosechem, those who are snoozing, wake up from your nap. Chipsu b'maasechem, search your deeds, v'chizur b'tshuva, and repent. V'zichru borachem, and remember your Creator. The Rambam tells us that the shofar blowing is a hint to this wake-up call to the Jewish people. To rise the sleeping person. Who's the sleeping person? Who's the slumberer? So the Rambam explains. He says this metaphor refers to Elu Hashokhin Esa Emes Bahavle Hazman. It refers to those of us who forget true reality and confuse it with the vanities of our daily life. Vishogim kol shenasam behevel v'reik asher lo yoel v'lo yatzil. Here's a translation. People who forget the truth, true reality, through the folliness, and live their year in vanity and emptiness. And the shofar is the wake-up call to bring these people back to reality. Back to the reality of remember your Creator, and remember that when Rosh Hashanah comes, you're going to be held to account for all of your deeds. We too, in our lives, I think we have our hevlei hazman. We have vain distractions that pull us away from seeing reality as it is. Where you don't see MS, we don't always remember that there's a world in which we're commanded to do what's right, but we're distracted by the vanities of our day. The shofar call, the Rambam explains, is to wake us up and bring us back to reality as it truly is. To remind us, yesh din v'yesh dayan. There is a Creator, and we're going to be held account for our deeds. But where does this metaphor of the sleeper come from? Where does the Rambam get it from? Where do the Paitanim get it from? Where do you find the sleeper? Well, Yonah. In the Maftir that we read on Yom Kippur, we read about Yonah. Yonah is commanded to go to Tarshish. He's supposed to call the people back to tshuva. And instead, he runs away, he gets on a boat, he sets sail, and suddenly Hashem catches up with him. There's a storm, the sailors are in distress, they call out. And what does Yonah do? He hides deep in the caverns of the ship. V'yonah yarad el yarkisei hasvina, v'yishkav v'yeradam. He tries to escape it all. Like the Rambam tells us, he can't confront the reality that's around him. He's scared. He's afraid of the storm. Unlike the sailors, he doesn't want to embrace it and confront it. So he hides. He creates his own world through his sleep. Vayiradam. And he goes into the boat and he distracts himself. The first officer comes down and he says to him, Malachan Yerdam, Yonah, our life is in distress. How could you sleep through all of this? Kum kira lelohecha. Get up and call out to your God like the rest of us. We're trying to save our souls. We're trying to save the ship. What are you doing sleeping here? And of course, how could Yonah sleep through this? And the Pasuk tells us a few psukim later, Yonah wasn't merely trying to hide from the reality of the storm, but he was hiding from the reality of God's command. The people saw that Yonah wasn't serious. They said, "Ki yadu ha'anashim ki milifnei Hashem hu boreach." Yonah wasn't just hiding from the threat of the storm, but he was hiding from God's command to him. And we know from contemporary psychology that escapism is a true phenomenon. People who have trouble confronting their daily lives, it's too scary, it's overwhelming, so they have means of escaping the world as it is, and one of these is to go to sleep. Put yourself to sleep. And that's a way of distracting, not having to engage with reality as it confronts you in your waking hours. In halacha, this idea of the sleeper even goes a level beyond. We know from Purim, there's a halacha. What do we know from Purim about sleeping? The Gemara tells us, I see Jack smiling, there's a chiyuv to drink on Purim, ad dilo yada bein arur haman lebaruch Mordechai. Till you don't know the difference between Haman is cursed and Mordechai is blessed. And the Ramah tells us, much to Jack's chagrin, that we shouldn't fulfill this through becoming inebriated, but we go to sleep. Drink a little, you fall asleep, and when you're sleeping, the Ramah writes, Umitoch sheyoshein eno yodea bein arur Haman lebaruch Mordechai. A sleeping person doesn't understand reality as it is. He can't even discern between the hero of the Megillah and its greatest villain. This is how halacha considers the sleeper. Fast forward a little bit to the other realm of halacha. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Hey wants to know the following. You have 10 people who join a minyan, and one person falls asleep. Can the sleeper count for the minyan? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pri Chadash, and the Taz has a version of this, that you can't quote the sleeper. So the Pri Chadash explains, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that a sleeping person is chashiv kishota. What's a shota? A shota is somebody who's not of sound mind. They don't understand reality as it is, and they have their own way of perceiving the world. An insane person. A sleeping person is halachically equivalent to an insane person because they have a different way of perceiving the world. The Bach in his commentary goes further. Sorry, the Taz in his commentary goes further and says a sleeping person is so detached from the world around him that he's considered like a mace. Part of his neshama leaves him. He's not considered a live person. He can't even count as having 10 people for a davar shebikdusha because he's detached from reality. He's in his own world. So this, I submit, is the metaphor of the sleeper. The metaphor of the sleeper. By contrast to Yonah, the person who escapes reality as it is, Malachan Yerdam, who goes to sleep, we have in halacha the great heroes who didn't flee from God's command, but they embraced it. Avram Avinu is commanded with the Akedah. And what are we told about him? Does he sleep through the command? Does he escape it? What are we told? Vayashkem Avram baboker. Rashi explains, Nizdarez lemitzvah. Avram woke himself up early in the morning to be able to perform the mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's commanded to go up to Har Sinai to receive the luchos, what are we told? Vayashkem Moshe baboker vayalo Har Sinai. Moshe wakes the morning, he rises early, and he ascends the mountain. When Yeshua is commanded to conquer Yericho, what are we told? Vayashkem Yeshua baboker. The great heroes who embraced the reality of God's command, they didn't slumber, they didn't sleep, but they rose early. Vayashkem baboker. The metaphor of the sleeper infuses our understanding of the Yamim Noraim. We already saw that the Paitanim, the poets who authored the Slichos, they borrow this idea, Ben Adam, Malachan Yerdam, how could you sleep during this time of year? Rabbi Yehuda Levi in his piyut, Yashen, Al Teiradeim, sleeping man, how could you continue to slumber? We saw the Rambam's interpretation of Tkiyah Shofar. It's a wake-up call, Uru Yashenim Mishinaschem, to bring us back to reality. And we saw that the sleeper lies at the heart of the story of Yonah, where Yonah seeks to avoid the reality of both the storm and his command to go to Tarshish. In the halachos of the Yamim Noraim, we find two halachos that counter the metaphor of the sleeper. What minog do we know from the Yerushalmi? Not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. The Ramah quotes this in Shulchan Aruch. And the Bach explains that, he says, it's a very strange thing. Where's the source for this idea that we shouldn't sleep on Rosh Hashanah? So the Yerushalmi says, oh, because someone who snoozes on Rosh Hashanah, his mazel will be that he'll be sleeping all year. So most of you are nodding, halavai, that we should have the mazel of being able to sleep all year. But the Bach quotes the Ibn Shweib, the Talmud of the Rashba, and he says, no, the true source comes from Yonah. Yonah slept through the obligation to go and heed God's command. On Rosh Hashanah, we stay awake to show that we're not escaping the reality, the world of MS, but we embrace it. And then there's another minog related to Rosh Hashanah and the Yamim Noraim that also relates to sleeping. What's that? It appears in the very same Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva where he tells us the theme of the shofar. What does the Rambam say in that same halacha? Not only is the shofar a call to bring us back, to stir us awake to reality, but what? V'nagu kulam. The Jewish people have a custom that goes back. Lakum balayla. Ba'asara yamim elu. A minag that's not recorded in the Gemara, but the minag, our practice, to wake up in the middle of the night and call out in slichos. We don't sleep as we normally do in the late evening or early morning in the days before Rosh Hashanah or in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but we rise up, we wake up from our sleep, and we call out in tchina. The Rambam says that's the same type of minag that the shofar calls us to wake up. V'noagu kulam lakum b'layla b'asar yamim elu u'lehispala b'batei knesios b'divrei tachanunim. And that's where our minhag of saying slichos comes from. We borrow the precedent of Avram v'yashkem Avram b'boker, of Moshe v'yashkem Moshe b'boker, of Yoshua when he conquered Yericho, and we distance ourselves from the paradigm, the precedent of Yonah. Rabosai, for too many months of the year, we slumber. We become dragged down in the vanities and emptiness of Hevel. There's so much Hevel in our lives. V'yefshar lefartam ki rabim heim. Like our sins, there are so many ways to be distracted from just what's true and what's worthy of pursuing in our lives and how we raise our children and how we build a community. But now, before the Yamim Noraim, we stand wide awake, ready to engage the world of MS, the world of our Creator, and to give account for what's right and what's wrong, what we did correctly, and where we sinned. The Torah, in the very first siman of Or HaChaim, tells us that a Jew should always stir himself in the morning, yisgaber ka'ari, he should wake up like a lion. Those of you who are on safari could appreciate what it means to wake up like a lion. Such that when a Jew wakes up in the morning, Aluv lakum shetehe atam orer hashachar velo yehe hu meircha. A Jew should wake up such that he wakes the morning and not that the morning wakes him. He doesn't sleep until suddenly he's woken by the morning, but he wakes up to seize the day, to stir the morning into attention. Here too, before the Yamim Noraim, our custom of slichos is not to wait for the Yamim Noraim to call us to attention, but we're makdiv our slichos. We make our slichos 4 days, a week in advance of the Yamim Noraim, so that the Yamim Noraim don't stir us into attention, but that we stir the Yamim Noraim into attention. And this is what the author of the slichos beautifully tells us. Ben Adam, malach an yirdam. Man, how could you slumber? Kum kirab tachanunim. Rise up and call out in praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvoch sicha, pour out in speech. Drosh slicha, demand forgiveness. Me Adon HaAdonim, from the Master of the Universe. And this is where we stand before the Yamim Noraim, confronting this world of MS. And so I ask you, are we going to slumber, or are we going to rise up and seize the Yamim Noraim and encounter the reality of the Adon HaAdonim? Thank you.